Would a game of Dejarik interest you, mistress?
C-3PO asked Alana.
Not now, 3PO,
she told him. Leia watched. The two of them were still sorting out their relationship. But better 3PO than the angel-faced defender droid that had been Alana's companion and bodyguard for the early part of her life.
Grandma, why does Grandpa keep this old ship?
Alana asked suddenly. Leia's smile appeared almost as a reflex, in recollection of too many things to name.
He's had this ship a long time, sweetheart. You know how some people keep albums of hollow images to refresh their memories of where they've been and what they've done and who they've met along the way? The Falcon does that for Grandpa. It's filled with memories.
Alana mulled it over.
That's why he never changes anything in here? Because he wants to remember everything just as it was?
I think so.
Leia lowered her voice to add,
he's also pretty tight with credits, in case you haven't noticed.
Her eyes sparkled.
Yep.
All fixed,
Han called, clamoring like a much younger man from the engine compartment.
3PO, get us going while I finish cleaning up down here.
C-3PO froze in place.
Must I, Captain Solo? You know how...
Don't give me any vocoder, Goldenrod. I'm gonna make a pilot of you if it kills me.
But, sir, what would be the point of that?
Just get the engine started and set her on auto function. I won't be long.
Han turned his attention to Leia and Alano while the droid was clattering toward the cockpit.
What have you two been chatting about?
Just girl talk,
Leia said pleasantly. Alana nodded.
Yep, girl talk.
Leia took note of Han's suspicious look and glanced at Alana.
Actually, Alana asked me why you prefer traveling in the Falcon, and I was trying to come up with a reasonable explanation.
Yeah, Grandpa. How come we never used our new ship, the one that my mother gave us?
Han made a sour face.
That fully automatic marvel of modern technology that's supposed to take all the stress out of flying? Why don't we just hire a chauffeur to fly us around?
Abruptly, the Falcon came to life and began to move.
Good work, 3PO!
Han hollered toward the cockpit.
What Grandpa means, Leia interjected, is that he loves to flip switches and toggles and pull and push levers.
Alana studied him.
Is that the real reason? Because you like to flip switches and levers?
And let's not forget about pounding his hand against the navicomputer,
Leia said, restraining a smile.
Or banging his fist on the ceiling,
Alana said, clearly enjoying herself. Han planted his hands on his hips.
Hey, that's part of real piloting, not voice commanding some computer to do the work.
Fixing things every time we travel? That's part of it too?
Han opened his mouth, but no words emerged. The kid was right. Each trip lately had cost them something. Rust was taking hold. Parts were wearing out. The superstructure itself was deteriorating. Han so identified with the ship. He lost sleep when she was ailing. But he wasn't about to try to explain that to a 7-year-old kid who'd grown up wearing an opalescent Electrotex nanoweave flight suit.
I'll bet you know every part of this ship by heart,
Alana said, getting up from the Dejarik table bench and wandering about the hold.
Well, maybe not every part, but most of them.
While Alana moved to the engineering station, Han took a moment to direct a playful smirk at Leia. When he turned back to Alana, she had a small object in her hand.
What's this part for?
Han's eyebrows beetled. He accepted the object from her hand, stared at it, and began to scratch the back of his head in puzzlement.
Where'd you find this?
Right here,
Alana said, pointing to what was now a slight indentation on the curved bulkhead adjacent to the engineering station. Han kneeled to inspect the divot. The object had been lodged at Alana's eye level into the chamfered edge of an old panel that abutted the station's vertical display board. The divot contained neither relays nor contacts, but Han knew from past repairs that that portion of the bulkhead contained circuitry connecting the engineering station to both the Rubicon navicomputer and the ISU-SIM hyperdrive engine.
I've never seen this before,
he said at last, laughing in disbelief.